This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States and United Kingdom have joined Israel in alleging that Iran carried out a fatal drone strike on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea, putting further pressure on Tehran as it denies being involved in the assault. Calling it an unlawful and callous act, the British Foreign Minister and Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said his country and its allies planned a coordinated response over the strike Thursday night on the oil tanker Mercer Street. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken soon followed, saying there was no justification for the attack, which follows a pattern of other attacks and belligerent behavior. The strike on the Mercer Street ship marked the first known fatal attack after years of assaults on commercial shipping in the region linked to tensions with Iran over its tattered nuclear deal. 6 months after seizing power from the elected government, Myanmar's leader on Sunday declared himself the prime minister and said he would lead the country under the extended state of emergency until elections are held in about 2 years. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing said the state of emergency will achieve its objectives by August 2023. In a separate announcement, the military government named itself the caretaker government, and Min Aung Hlaing the prime minister. The state of emergency was declared when troops moved against the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st on action the general said was permitted under the military-authored 2008 Constitution. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Dr. Anthony Fauci warned Sunday that more pain and suffering is on the horizon as COVID-19 cases climb again and officials plead with unvaccinated Americans to get their shots. Fauci, the U.S.'s top infectious disease expert, also said he does not foresee additional lockdowns in the U.S. because he believes enough people are vaccinated to avoid a recurrence of last winter. However, he said not enough were inoculated to crush the outbreak at this point. Fauci's warning comes days after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention changed course to recommend that even vaccinated people return to wearing masks indoors in parts of the U.S. where the Delta variant is fueling infection surges, with the switch federal officials have cited studies showing vaccinated people can spread the virus to others. About 100 protesters marched through the streets of Tokyo on Sunday to call for the cancellation of the Olympics. Protesters shouted slogans and carried banners, many of them reading "Cancel the Olympics," where we still linger over the coronavirus risk as the Olympic Games go on in the city. Tokyo Olympics organizers on Sunday reported 18 new Games-related COVID-19 cases, including one athlete, bringing the total Games-linked number since July 1st to 259. The number of children recruited by armed groups in Burkina Faso rose at least fivefold so far this year. That's up from 4 documented cases in all of last year, according to information seen by the Associated Press in an unpublished report by international aid and conflict experts. Witnesses of one attack in Solahan said they saw children helping the fighters to burn down houses, but they didn't see the miners killing anyone. The government confirmed the children were involved in the assault. As the violence increases, so does the recruitment of child soldiers. The number of children recruited by armed groups in Burkina Faso rose at least fivefold. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats are calling on the Biden administration to immediately extend the nation's eviction moratorium. The Democrats are calling it a moral imperative to prevent Americans from being put out of their homes during the COVID-19 surge. An estimated 3.6 million Americans are at risk of eviction, some as soon as Monday. Congress was unable to pass legislation swiftly to extend the ban, which expired at midnight Saturday. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.